It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Brent McCathy. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how you doing, Cal?
I'm doing fine, buddy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Excellent. Excellent. Working and living the life in Mexico, are you?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Exactly. New tune called What Happened to This World. We'll talk about that in just a second. I guess it's been out for a little bit of time, but we'll talk about that in just a second. I want to talk about the beach bash and how important that is to you. I see those great warm pictures on Facebook and social media. Beach bash has been going with you, going for you for quite some time, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is our 12th season of doing the beach bash at Diego's in Mazatlan, Mexico. And, just, of course, with the pandemic, things kind of slowed down a little bit, and we were limited, and of course, we still are now, but we've got some new special permits, so we can get more people sitting out on the beach around the stage now, so the numbers are starting to get back up there again, and it's just been something that grows all the time, and it's real... the most important thing in my life, you know, right now, other than family and my gal. But it's yesterday we had just the best day we've had in a couple of years. And I had a few special guests, Daryl Barr and Aaron Halliday, and Jason Blaine was in town doing a private gig, and he came by and got up and did a couple songs with me too. So that was it was a real special day, and the people sure appreciated the fun that we have there every single Tuesday.
Aaron Halliday is bringing his Alan Jackson experience to Saskatchewan here in actually real soon here in the next couple of months.
Yes, and actually he's doing a cross Canada tour with that, yes. And he was down here doing a couple of his shows, the Alan Jackson shows down here, and it was great. We had a lot of fun yesterday.
Perfect. Awesome. Let's talk about this this tune of yours called What Happened to This World. You seem to be always writing. You're always, the mind is always going, isn't it?
Well, that's for sure. And, you know, ever since the pandemic started, I think I've written more and recorded more in this last couple of years than I have in a long time. But this song is, you know, pertains to what's going on, and people are constantly asking themselves, what's happened to this world? So I thought, well, yeah, that'd be a good title for a song. So wrote that and did a video that's on YouTube for it, and it's getting some good attention, and people sure relate to it. So
it does, it does. I want to take a step back to the beach bash, and back to your fans as well. These people, yep, are incredible to you. They absolutely love you, and you love your fans too. Talk about that for a second.
Well, yeah, and another song I've written actually that's coming out, that, and I did it as kind of a tribute to my fans. It's one called A Million Fans, and the song says, I don't have a million fans, but the ones I have are great, mm-hmm, and they sure are. I mean, I have over 200 people that are snowbirds and spend the winter here, and they just come every single Tuesday, and, you know, I am so blessed to have those people in my life and supporting me, and I always say at every show, you know, I never forget that without them, there's no me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true for sure. So what else is coming up for you over the next little while?
Well, I'm sure hoping that the beach bash runs until the end of April, but mm-hmm, I sure hope to get back up to Alberta this summer sometime and see my friends and family. And you know, I haven't been back for coming up 3 years now, so it would sure be nice if things were a little back to normal and I could get back there and maybe do a few gigs and see some folks.
I mean, that's and we should say that you are from Alberta, right?
Yes, you know, I live here in Mazatlan, mm-hmm, full time, but I get back to Alberta when it's possible, yeah. For a couple of months every summer, yeah. And just outside of Calgary, a little place called Longview, Alberta, Black, mm-hmm, Diamond area, and God's country, they call it. Yeah. And I sure miss it, that's for sure.
It's
so
beautiful, for sure.
Sure hope to get back there.
That'll be great, Brent. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Well, for those of you that are the people that are coming to Mazatlan, we definitely encourage that, and they can go to Brenster's Beach Bash Facebook page, and that's Brenster Beach Bash, and my website is www.thebrenster.ca, and they can just Google my name. It'll take you to all my stuff there, and of course I got a YouTube channel with all the videos and things like that. So
awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Hey, thanks, Cal, and congratulations on another nomination, and on behalf of all the Canadian artists in Canada and around the world, we sure appreciate all your support. You are certainly the best in the business for supporting Canadian country music. Thank you so much.
Brent McCathy on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.